Ponji Barnes, are you there?
I am here. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I think what you're doing is incredible. It's actually groundbreaking as far as I know, and has and would have lifelong effect on those who receive what you have to say when they're young. It'll stay with them their entire lives and would make, as I can see it, would make a huge difference in the way their finances go. So instead of me explaining what you do, go ahead. Give us the pitch.
So I'm Ponji Barnes. I am the founder and owner of Little Owners. And I started this company in 2020, a few months before the pandemic. And I was inspired to start this company because someone asked me to come to an entrepreneurship day event at a school in the south side of Chicago. And I was there with a bunch of other different business owners. And the kids just lit up. And I had never seen anything like that before, because when I was in school, we just did career day. So we really didn't see like business owners and entrepreneurs. And so I was like, this has to be duplicated. I left that experience, that event, thinking, how can we make this accessible to other children? And so I love to read. I've been an avid reader since I was a kid, and I love to write. And so I started writing books. I started with my own children's interests, and now we have 13 books. With different entrepreneurship careers, and all the books have financial vocabulary, but they just introduce children to entrepreneurship. And then also, we are a Chicago public school vendor, so we actually get to go into the schools and empower children and educate them about if they may want to grow up and actually be an entrepreneur versus all of the other rhetoric where they're kind of, you know, limited to being an employee. So
you're basically teaching little kids about finance, finance, which I think is just fantastic. I mean, that's going to stay with them forever. I'm sorry I missed your books and your instruction when I was a kid, because I could have used it as an adult. Really, I'm serious. What a great thing for a child to be exposed to.
They really love it.
How long have you been doing this?
So we are about 3 years old now, and so we've been in the school system for about like a year. So for 3 years total that we've been writing the books, and we plan to write more, but it's just been a great time educating children about it. And then just watching children, their parents send me photos of them starting their own businesses, especially when the children have their little vending, because my kids have a vending machine business. And so when I see other parents, you know, showing that their kid got a business for their birthday or for Christmas, and they are excited about the business, it just really inspires me.
I'm going to get back to what you just said in just a second about your kids have their own vending machine business. But before I go back to that, how young, at what age would you start a child with this program of yours?
Well, we started kindergarten. So the books are really, they go up to about 12 years old or like to sixth graders, so sixth graders. But yeah, we started younger five because some of our books are just really simple but fun. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that children, even at home, can start as early as five doing small chores and getting an allowance, or even just going to the grocery store with your kids and letting them know, hey, this is the budget, this is what we get. And then they get to have some type of, they get to keep you accountable, right, with the money and everything. So I think they can get the idea of money as young as five.
As early as kindergarten, if I've got you right. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was in kindergarten and I had the attention span of a fly and a lot of energy. And how do you get them? What is it about you, Ponji, and a kindergartner? How do you get their attention and get this concept over to them, or at least start to get the concept over to them?
Yeah, so we try to start with things that interest them. And also, if you empower your children in terms of, for us, we have a money management system where we kind of use the a credit card, a savings account on a card with Chase, and they're able to actually get their allowance paid to them. It's a great card that Chase has, but they have it where you can pay your child in their savings account, in their spend account, and also in, if you could be like an investing or tithing or whatever. So we split it up that way, and it makes it fun that way. But for when we're dealing with kindergartens and things like that, you can start with the idea of having a business and something that they're interested in. So we did one at a school on the south side of Chicago in Englewood. We did a four-week entrepreneurship program with the small kids, and they were super excited because some of them are like, I want to start a t-shirt business. I want to be a YouTuber. I want to make lemonade, and I want to make them in all flavors. So even as young as five, these kids have so many grand ideas about what they wanted their business to be and how much they wanted to charge. So it's definitely the kids, they're smarter than we think in this generation. I'll say that.
You know, the idea that one of these kids would have, well, let's just call it a Chase debit card, for lack of a better term. Not a charge card, but a debit card.
Right.
I think that's genius because, you know, I was talking about kindergartners and attention span and all that stuff. One thing little kids, I think, one of the things that they want to do is be like their parents. They want to, when they see their parents do something, hey, Matt, you know, I want to do that. And I'm sure they see their parents with all sorts of plastic cards of who knows what.
Yes.
Charge cards, debt cards. I don't even know all the things that could possibly fit into the wallet. But everything seems to be done with a card these days. And then they get their own card. That is just, you know, instead of like, here's a tractor, you know, or a car you can play with, here. Here, have a Chase card.
Yeah, and it really helps them with money management early, right? Because typically the first time a kid gets a piece of plastic, a debit card or a credit card, is on a college campus, right? They're 18 years old.
Yeah.
They're on a college campus, and they're signing up for every credit card because they're excited, and they have this money that they want to spend. But what I'll say as a parent that uses this product, I get to catch those habits early, right? So I have two children, two boys, and one is a big spender and one is frugal. And so to be able to manage those money habits now will help them before they turn 18, right? So now I know, okay, you like to spend frivolously, and then this one likes to, like, hoard all of his money. So just to be able to see those money habits early and catch them really helps prevent, you know, those bad mistakes that we typically make as adults when we haven't managed our money before.
That's just tremendous. Just tremendous. That's what I was referring to. They'll take this through their entire life. They'll have a head start, if you will, on other children and young adults who haven't had this kind of exposure and training. Okay, so let's get back to that statement. Your sons have a vending machine business? Okay.
So
I got to hear about it. I got to hear about this. I got to hear about this vending machine business.
Yeah, so they have a vending machine business. It's just all snacks. You don't have anyone with beverages, but they get to go to Sam's Club with me and they pick out their snacks, and they also get to learn what sells and what doesn't sell, right? So we have to go there weekly to collect the money. We also have to make sure that if we have any repairs that need to be done, and also to restock the inventory. And for them, it's just fun. It just started off being able to, okay, I love M&M's, so I want to put that in their different snacks that they love. And then now they can see they can actually monetize it and make money from other people off of it. It's a great little small business for the kids to manage that they actually enjoy.
So they have to balance the budget. They have to do the books, too.
Absolutely.
Wow. Ponji Barnes is with us. We'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we're having a great conversation with Ponji Barnes, who runs a program called Little Owners. And it's her belief that kids as young as 5 years old can be given tasks related to money to help them understand at an early age how important it is to manage your money. Panji, you know, every day on this radio station, at noon and for an hour, and at 6 o'clock for an hour, that's all they talk about. They talk about money. They talk about investing your money, saving your money, what's happening with money, interest rates, 2 hours every day. And you're basically doing this for your children, other children, kindergartners. And as I hear you talk about your plan and what you're doing, it strikes me that this is great. Yeah, you're going to take your sons to Costco and for their vending machine business, and they're going to pick the inventory, et cetera, et cetera. But for a parent to be able to do that, first of all, the parent has to know what's going on. So what is your background?
Well, I actually, my parents were entrepreneurs. So I come from a family of entrepreneurship. So I actually worked in my parents' business. They had an auto repair shop. And so I remember being there in the summers, answering the phones, working with different customers and things like that. So my background is in that. But what I do is I'm a real estate investor. So that's what I'm really passionate about. That's actually how I ended up on that entrepreneurship day event, is I was speaking to the kids about how important it is to own real estate. And so that's my background in with real estate, and kind of just, you have to learn how to manage budgets, and you have to know about credit and all these different things in order for you to be successful in real estate. So that's my background.
Well, yes, and the tools that are used in real estate, when it comes to money, are basically the same mm-hmm. tools used in every business when it comes to money.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, show me the money. It's like, what... What child would not want that? I mean, you know, I got some Benjamins for you. You know, it's
exactly.
Yeah, I get it. I wish I was in kindergarten. So you're with the Chicago Public School System, correct?
Yes, we're a Chicago Public School vendor. Yes.
What if someone who's not in the system, what if a parent is hearing this, wants to understand what you're doing and have their child start on this path? What can they do?
Definitely visit our website and start with our books. We also do like summer camps. So we've had summer camps virtually. We've had kids from Germany signing in on a Saturday. It's not morning time for them, but it's, you know, late at night. But we've had children in Canada, all over the U.S. and all over the world, that come in signing for our summer camps virtually. So they can learn about entrepreneurship and also learn about money. So they can visit our website and learn about our books. And then typically, once parents kind of introduce our books to their children, they want to sign up for that summer camp because they just love the mission and what those books mean to the children.
Well, I think you said a lot in that, because when I went to summer camp, we ran around, got into canoes, got into trouble, built campfires, roasted marshmallows. We didn't do anything as cool as try to figure out entrepreneurship and how to handle money. And it says a lot that these young people are so willing to participate in this camp activity, because it's not a word that I would normally associate with what the content is. But it's certainly a word that the kids can relate to. So your website is littleowners.com, correct?
Yes.
Now, are there books that folks can obtain from you?
Yes, so we have 13 books, and we talk about everything from taxes to capital for a business, what a mortgage is. Ugh. We have so many things that kids, franchise ownership. We just... a truck driving business. We really thought outside of the box and really want to introduce children to as many things as possible, because we know that sometimes they're not going to get exposed to those things, you know, with the traditional curriculum in the school. Yeah. So this is our way of kind of introducing something different, because I would love for children to get a holistic view of what's possible for them when they grow up. And even now, so we have some little owners now that are entrepreneurs, and they actually have a business, and they're not, you know, 20 or anything like that. But teens, and they have a lucrative business. So, yeah, it's possible.
Wow. Well, Panji, thank you so much for being with us. I think what you're doing is absolutely fantastic, and it's going to help these folks, these young people and children throughout their entire life. And hats off to you for coming up with this. Thanks for being with us, Panji.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Panji Barnes, owner and founder of Little Owners.